Pasha Shaftim. So the Pasuk speaks about making Bezdin, and then it says like this. It says Shaftim Shaftim Tidacha Bechol Sharecha, that Shaftim you're supposed to put in every shar. So the Pasuk pshat of it, and the way the Pasuk reads, is that you have to make the Shaftim and Shaitrim inside Klal Yisrael, because that's where the problems are. In other words, you have all the dinim and so on. Make it accessible in every single place. Then the Pasuk says, Ki polim chodov ala mishpat beindam ledam medin ledin, o beinegel negativ rizurecha, and so on. So it says if you don't have any, you can't possibly find an answer, you go up to the Sanhedrin. Luchura, the order is reversed. And we spoke about once Legabedinian of Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. I want to stress a different Nekuda. Luchura, order is reversed. We should, if someone has a problem, and his Bezdin cannot decide, so he should go to Bezdin HaGadol. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. The address of the Bezdin HaGadol is afterwards. It's like I told somebody, if your doctor can't help you, so you should go to see this doctor. Where is he at? This place. But you don't start by saying, if you can't be helped by a doctor, go to 3500 to drive something. You start with the person. The problem is that you don't have a clarity of the din, go to the Bezdin HaGadol, who's Mimuna on Paskening. Where does Bezdin HaGadol sit? Bezdin HaGadol sits in Mokom HaShe Yivchar, and so on. The Pasuk starts by saying Mokom HaShe Yivchar, and we once spoke about it. But there's another Nekuda even before that. It's almost as if the Pasuk is saying the Kamta V'Olisa Mokom HaShe Yivchar Kechaboy. So Rashi says the Kamta V'Olisa Melamet Beis HaMikdash Gavoya Mikol HaMikoymois. It's strange. It's a halacha in Hilchot Beis Abchira that it's only Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is a har, and it's a har abayis, and so on. Those are all true things, but of all the places to say it, this is not the place to be saying it. This is not Hilchot Beis Abchira. This is not dealing with building the Mishkan or Beis Hamikdash. It's dealing with going to the Sanhedrin, who happened to be located right next door to Beis Hamikdash. But this is where Melamed share that it's the Mokum Gavoya. And more than that, in the Psukim it's Mashma Kilo, that's the intent of the Pasuk. If you cannot find the din where you are, why don't you trek uphill to the Mokum Ashe Yifcha, and over there you're going to find the Sanhedrin. It seems to be the Hadgosha is Vikamta Valisa. That's the Hadgosha. The Mokum Ashe Yifcha, and over there you have the Sanhedrin. That's the Nekuda I'd like to understand. Secondly, the way the Pasuk couches it is Ki Yipole Mimcha Dovla Mishpat. Yipole means it is absolutely impossible, almost a paradox. Pella is like the word a nace. Pella means the same word as a nace, which is something that is absolutely impossible to understand. The Gaon says Mufla Mechusa means you're missing some knowledge, like something is covered. I don't know what it is because I don't have a clear clue. Someone killed somebody. I don't know who killed him. That's called mechusa. But if the door was locked and nobody could have gotten in anyway, that's called mufla. So the pasuk says ki yipolim chadav la mishpat. Why don't you just say if it's too hard, nelam dava mimcha, or something is mechusa? You don't know, or lawyer data, so you go to Bezdin, who knows more than you. I mean, Sachakel, the Sanhedrin, is smarter than you are. And there was Meir, Aleph. So if the first guy doesn't know, maybe the second guy knows, and if the second guy doesn't know, maybe the third guy knows. Sachakel is just somebody who's smarter than you, and better than you, and you go to him. The Pasuk seems to focus that their specific job is to deal with things that are Yipolimcha, which means things that are kemat paradox to you. It's not you're missing information or you can't be machriya, but it's kemat ununderstandable. And that's something that needs a hezba in the tafkid of the Bezdin. The Also, the contrast is ke'ilu, the regular batedinim sit b'sharecha, and here it's v'kamta v'alisa l'amokah v'shif Hashem l'kecho boy. It's going up to a place v'shif Hashem l'kecho boy. There's a nekuda of difference in the etzem mitzvahs of the bezin. One is a bezin b'sharecha, one is a bezin makom v'shayivcha. That contrasted too. It's not just an administrative detail that the bezin that serves all the batedinim is going to be very centrally located. No, it's something that's the mitzvahs of the bezin. The next parasha is Melech, and the parasha of Melech is right afterwards. One of the inyanim that a melech is given as, one inyanim that a melech is supposed to perform is the inyan of mishpat. Melech ben mishpat amidoretz. The tafkid of the melech is to bring mishpat into the world. And we need to understand where is the Sanhedrin's role and where is the melech's role. Or more than that, why is melech something that his job is specifically mishpat, in the world of mishpat? Let's take a look at a Gemara in Zvachim, which is a little bit interesting. Agarata Dorish Rava Meirich Siv says Vayelech Dover the Shmuel Vayeshvu Benoyes Berama. They went to Noyes Berama. Bechimayne Noyes Atzer Rama. Noyes and Rama are two separate places. One is Shmuel, one is a different place. Shmuel lived in the Rama. Ella Shayeshin bi Rama. They were sitting in the Rama, which is where Shmuel lived. Or Rama means high place, Lashon Roim. Ve'oiskin bi Noya shel Olam, and they were debating where they would find a place for the Beis Hamikdash. Where should the Beis Hamikdash be located? Amri, they said, Ksiv v'kamta v'lisa l'mokoyim melamed she Beis HaMikdash gavoya mikol Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gavoya mikol Arotzei is that the Beis HaMikdash is the tallest place. And Eretz Yisrael is the tallest country. Where is the highest place? L'havi yodi duchti hecha. They didn't know where the tallest place would be in Eretz Yisrael. Aisa say v'yeshua b'kulu ksiv v'yered v'ola gvul in Sheva Binyamin it says only Va'olach. So, and they were done exactly where it is, skipping over a few points. Doeg Adami was Neskane with David in this Nekuda. That he was filled with jealousy about this Nekuda that David was Oymed on the Makom HaMikdash. Now, first of all, it's a very, very strange. The big Shiloh was where to build it, because it has to be a very tall place. And David HaMelech, the fact that David HaMelech was the Melech, and the fact that David HaMelech was the Moshe and all Klai Yisrael, didn't seem to bother Doeg Adami. But this shtickle Gemara here, that bothered him. I mean, you find other places it says that the Alocha was like David b'chol makom. This seemed to be the focus of the problem between David and Doeg Adami. A very, very strange thing to be mekanim. It's a particular nekuda, and fine. I mean, everybody, some people know it's not such a great, phenomenal, deep sugya and halacha that you should say, ah, he was aimed on the Pshat and Tok for Koyin. I mean, it's a particular point, particular Shaila, and they were pushing it. Is this the most important sugi? Is this the deepest sugi? Very, very hard to understand what it means over here. We also have to understand the in the Melech, there was a mitzvah to be Mana Melech, and it's not clear if it's a Rishus or it's a real Chiyuv. But the Rishonim speak about it, and some that maybe we'll see tomorrow. What was the problem? And by and large, most Rishonim learned that the problem is, if there is a Chiyuv Mana Melech, the way they asked for it. They said, Kechol HaGoyim Ashiv Sivaseinu. The question is exactly, what's the Nekuda between the Melech of Yisrael and the Melech of Mas'ilam? So let's try to understand this whole the whole Indian over here. We find Lamashal, the Pasuk says Leba Shemaim hi, V'loy Me'eva Layam. So the Rambam says that it means there's not going to be any more hisgalus of Torah. There's not going to be any more giluyim of Torah. I want to try to understand it a little bit deeper. You have sometimes a system that's closed in, meaning that it's self-explanatory and it's self-sufficient. And sometimes you have something that depends on something else or something outside it. The Rambam says Torah was given in a way that it is completely self-sufficient. In other words, anything that Torah is mechayev you, any shaila that comes up can be understood from within Torah, or the mahalchim of Torah. Vashamayim means there's another gilui. Ki'ilu, you have to turn to Shemayim and say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's the missing chapter of Devarim to fill in on a few things that we don't know? Or where's the extra mesecht or the extra perik that we don't have? Fill us in on that. That would be Bashamayim. Me'evalayam means other inyanim in the world, chutz of Torah, that you would need that to fill in. Like the Rambam says that all of Yediyas Hanachutzis LaTorah were in Torah already. And that's why it says, Darshim al Seif Hashem, the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh, when he speaks about it, you do not need, or you ought not have needed, to have recourse from things outside of Torah to fill in Torah. We lost Halakhah of Torah, so you do need it. But Mitzad Torah itself, Lo Yibashamayim, Lo Yibayam, means there are no unfinished pieces someplace else when it's being incorporated. The Inyan Mitzad Atzma itself does incorporate everything it needs. But in the Inyan itself, the Torah gave a certain mahalach where there is mishpat. Mishpat means things that are logically coexist, things that make sense, and you can be done with a hekesh sichli from mi'inyan linyan. I shtel tzu, I make a kal v'chaymer, I'm mechalik. All of Torah has in itself mahalchim of mishpat, and those are the mahalchim that we're supposed to apply normally. That's the normal mahalchei Torah and mahalchei mishpat. Sometimes the Torah says ki yipole. Yipole means that it has no teretz whatsoever. And it's not the pshat that you're missing information. It seems to be a paradoxical stira minei obey. That's kipole. So the Torah says there are halakim in Torah that don't have any logical mahalach. You cannot be done because it comes to a pella. That's the ki yipole l'chol. Yipole l'chol means it's not just lacking information or you don't think hard enough. Bezna Gadol is not just a smart bezin and a big bezin and an important bezin and so on. Bezna Gadol has another tafkid in Hilchis Mishpat that regular Batidim don't have. And let's explain it. Imagine a person lives in a flat world. A person never saw an airplane. And a person builds a big wall between his field and his neighbor's field. And the wall is thick and strong, and it's completely impregnable. And the next day he finds his neighbor in his field. And he asks him, how you talking? How'd you get here? It's impossible. So the neighbor says, I flew over it. I jumped over it. In the sense that we have of makom, the makom itself is defined by two directions. It's defined by Sofen Durham. It's defined by Mizrach Meir. That's the way we define direction on a flat surface, and that's the normal human activities takes place within that framework. When we speak of Lamala, anytime we speak of something in terms of lamala, we're talking about something that's a little bit ruchni, a lot ruchni, more ruchni. We're talking about something that's not so shayach to our world anymore. It's something that's a little bit above our world. And b'meila, you can go from point to point without really being limited to what's there lamata. And Elyon has in itself the nekuda of it being another dimension, which it is. And b'meila, it's not mishubat the other dimensions. So it's not it's a paradox on the two dimensions. It's not a paradox on another dimension. Let's even take it in form pshutim. If a person, a navi comes along, in this week's parsha, last week's parsha, a navi comes along and tells us to do an avera. So if a dayan were to come and tell us to do an avera, it would be a meisis meidiach. It would be asa. A navi, kefi hayroa shah, and he's muchzik like el yoa navi by a kamel, and it's not a vodazara, three conditions. We have to listen to him. What's the pshat? I mean, the Torah says it's asa. The Torah says the Torah gave a little bit of bashamayim hi that shayach to Torah. Its mitzias is not the ongoing mitzias of Torah. It's not where we should look for answers. But bashamayim says no. And now we have to be maimed the das ha'emes of amuna, and we have to do it by bringing the karbanis, and that's why we have to do it. So it's a type of mahalach that skips over. It's a little bit of a gilui of a mahalach that's lamala, and that comes into the playing field. The Torah says it's not the normal mahalach to use. One should not use that mahalach. One should not go with that mahalach. We're not allowed to look for nevuah to be paisa for us an answer. But if it comes, it's a gilui of that type of world. That's the metzias of we're using the measure of lamala lamata also for some times. This mahalach is built into this world as well. The Torah says that there is Bezna Gadol. Bezna Gadol sits at a step above where we're sitting. I want to use a little bit of a mashal for it. The Ramchal says that in his first prakim, he speaks about why it is that a person cannot succeed in his own avodah without advice from somebody's experience. So he gives a famous mashal of a gana mevucha, which means a maze, which was a very popular pastime, and used to make very fancy and convoluted mazes. And unless you've tried it tons of times, you can never tell which is the right road, because you always, it looks like a nice road and it looks like it's going to the end, and then it makes a sharp left turn and you're back to where you started from, or you're dead end, and so on. So therefore you need to ask somebody who's gone through it, judging by what you see is not a great way of navigating the maze. That's what Ramchal says, a very famous Moshem Sharm. There's another way about it. If somebody wants to cheat a little bit, what he needs to do is go on the second floor, take a look from the top, and then he knows exactly where everything goes. It's a maze only when you're inside it. And that's why it constantly seems to, you don't know where, what, when. A person is going to an unfamiliar place and the streets are curved and crooked and go back on themselves and curve into themselves, and he goes and he's frustrated. He takes a look at a map, which is looking from the top down on it, then he sees the whole picture very clearly. That is a dimension of Torah that exists also. So the pasuk, the parasha Shel Zecho is like this. There is a metzias of the normal metzias of din, and that's bisharecha. That's on the same level where you are. Where you're holding, that's where you need to have din. Din and mishpat are of the fabric that the world is, and b'meila, it primarily should be where everybody is, where everything is. The pasuk then says, those mahalchim, so of course, if a bezin doesn't know, they ask a bigger talmud chacham. If a bigger talmud chacham doesn't know, they ask a bigger talmud chacham. They look at mosfarim. That's not a whole new mahalach of din. Kiyapola means if you reach a matziv where it is something that is completely confounding. It means on your plane, there is no mahalak that it makes sense. So the Torah says, v'kamta v'alisa, there's a makom higher, so to speak, what height is to the other axes in terms of seeing and understanding. Bezna gadol is to other batidinim. It's v'kamta v'alisa, it's in the makom that's oimed b'rumei shel oilam. That's why it sees things differently. When the pasuk says "Shayim Lachal Yemin Shel Smal Smal Shel Min," it's because they're sitting above it, and they have a bird's eye view of what you have only a frontal view. For instance, let's go back to the Ganem Vucha. If a person, when a child starts growing up, so the first thing he notices is that when you're nice to somebody, they're nice to you. And when you hurt somebody, they hurt you back. And it doesn't make any sense to him, why would a father or teacher punish or hurt or whatever it is. If he would see it in a bird's eye view, he would see it as part of a mahalach, which leads to the chinuch and to the discipline and so on and so forth. The Beis Din HaGadol is endowed with a das that's higher than the das of the other batidinim. It's v'kamta v'alisa is exactly what the pasuk is saying. Bezna gadol is the expression of the aliyah. It that is what it is. So b'meila the pasuk says you have to if it comes to a matzav it's kipolim imcha, then the pshat is it's not to be found in the realm of sharecha. It's to be found in the realm of the v'alisa, and that's where there's a bezden whose chelik in Torah is v'alisa. So even though loy b'shemayim he. There's no Torah going to be given Min HaShemayim down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that is, it's Shemayim Dekir also. We have, it's not a Shemayim, but it's a Har. A Har is a little bit of Shemayim. That's what it is. It's a Vekamta Valisa. That's the Metzius of Bezna Gadol and their Mishpat compared to Kaisal's Mishpat. The Metzius of Melech is to Batidinim and Mishpat in general, that's what Melech is. Melech is somebody that Soim Tosim Olecha Melech. A Melech is on top of you. That's exactly what the passage says. You take a Melech and put him on top of you. So a Melech is called Nasi. The word Nasi means the uplifted one. The halacha is Asher Nasi Yechta. Not that there's a special carbon for a nasi who's chayte. So a nasi is a melech, and a melech the Rambam describes in Shkogis. She'ein olav malchus el Hashem levadei. In other words, there is nothing above him. He is the highest person in the world, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is anyone who doesn't have that absolute power. Anyone who in some way is subordinate to someone else is lacking in Nasius, and he's not called a Nasi. So the definition of Melech is Nasi, the description of Melech is Nasi means the one who is highest up. The Bria of Malchus is to be Dan Kalal Yisrael in a way that's from the bird's eye view, so to speak, and not from the Mishpat point of view. What Bezna Gadol is in a limited way to regular Batidinim, the Melech in a large sense is that. And B'meila, the Melech of the Rambam says L'mashal. When the Rambam, a Melech, the Rambam speaks about Sanhedrin, a Dayan in Sanhedrin. So Rambam says that both of them have sweeping powers. The Rambam says they have large discretionary powers. Then they cannot abuse it. They should not abuse it, is the right word to say. They're not allowed to abuse it. The Rambam is mechalik. In Sanhedrin, I think it's Perikov Hey, the Rambam says that the abuse, all his ma'isim should be l'shem shemayim, which is to bring about kvoit shemayim, and the kvoit shemayim is the kiyum of his mishpatim and tzivuyim. Pretty much the Lashon Rambam. In other words, the Dayan uses a lot of power to enforce the dinim in the world. He's the one who puts in the dinim that fit in the world. The melech, he says, is somebody who is ma'isaf yishev shemayim, to be meirim the keren of Das Yisrael. In other words, the haramas keren of the Das HaEmes is his job, and his job is global, to bring out Klal Yisrael's metzias to the world around. That's what Rambam says. In other words, the melech is doing mishpat on a very different level in terms of height than Batidinim. And obviously there's the same restrictions. He can't just flagrantly just be Mevatidinim. It's within a certain framework. But the Maisa, the framework that he's dealing with, the framework that the Batidinim are dealing with, is a framework of what is here and now at our altitude. The Melech is dealing with a higher altitude. He's looking at everything around, and to be made him the Karen, the sweeping ramification of it is what the Melech does. The Bezdin looks and says, am I applying the halacha correctly here and now? Is this taka the right application? So you can use discretionary powers to choose to believe certain Adim, not believe certain Adim, put in jail and so on, in order to be oimed on what is the emes now. That's the Shem Shemayim of Bezdin. A Melech looks at the whole world, and Malchus Shemayim, the whole world, and says, is this takana going to bring about this Kvodjanis Malchus? That's what Melech is to this. In both in Yonim, in Melech, and in Mokam HaMikdash, the Pasuk uses Asher Yivchar Hashem. The pshat is as follows. When a person does something logically, it means that the rationale, the reason behind it, or the context of the maisim is within logic and mishpat. It's, okay, Reuven wants to earn X amount of dollars, he's trying to build this factory, manufacture that, compete with this person, and so on and so forth. Those are all inyanim that are of the same inyan, of the same context that I am. When somebody chooses to do something, it means there's no reason that's pushing it. When I invest money, I'm not choosing. There is certain rules. This is a good buy. This is a bad buy. This is going to go up. It's going to go down. This is risky. This is not risky. Those are all things that I'm locked in already. Mahalchim in this world that are already locked into some sort of cause and effect are not bechiradika things. Things that are above your understanding. At the place of my personality that you don't understand, that's what you say, that's what he wants. That's what he chose to do. Bechira is always the point above where the surrounding dictates it. So most inyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the framework of Mishpat, the framework of Melech HaMishpat. In the framework in Melech Mishpat, not Malchus. There are two things that when above those are the Makom HaMikdash, the Vekamta of Elisa, the Makom that's called the Gavoya. That's a Makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. That's Asher Yivchar Hashem. It's by its definition, the yad of that place, the purpose of that place is a place that's above ordinary Mahalchim of Seichel Mishpat. That's a place that's called Asher Yivchar Hashem. And Bechiras Melech is also. There's Beis HaBechira and the one that... That's why when Shmuel HaNavi went to pick David HaMelech, he went through this whole game with Yishai. Yishai, the Chazal say, was one of the people that died only by Itosh al-Nachash. He was a tzaddik gomer. And Shmuel asked him, no, so who's going to be king? And he paraded out one son after the other, and David was the last one out. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tfisa in Malchus is a tfisa that's removed from Adam. Yishai, who was the one of the Gdolei Ador, one of the Tzaddiki Olam forever, he was the last choice. David was his last choice to be Melech. In other words, both of them are Gerav Bechira. That's the pshat in David Amel, David was sitting with Shmuel in Ramos. They were sitting in a very high place and being done on Noya Shel Olam, where the Beis HaMikdash should be, and they had to find the tallest place. They were sitting in a tall place and they were looking for the tallest place. And Doeg Adon was Mekana because people's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives different Chalakim of Torah to different people, Kefi the Erech of the Neshama. The person whose tafkid is to be Oymed, whose tafkid is to be Berumeh Shel Olam, is the one who has the koyach to determine where the Rumeh Shel Olam is. So it's an awesome Gemara. David was the one who was he was Ram in himself. He was Einel of Malchus al Hashem al Vadoi. His own Mitzias was the Mokum Gavoya. He was the one that was Ram Venisa, and he, so Bemela the Chelik of Torah that he was Oymed on was the Mokum that's Ram. He sat the Rama and he was Oymed on the Mokum that's Ram the world. And that's what Doeg Adon But David HaMelech had the highest chelik of Torah. The shtickle of Torah that's the shayach to the Rama, that's where David HaMelech's shayach was. And that's where his mekana, that shtickle specifically. I want to, look, this is, these are inyanim, there are imid v'rum eshalim, those inyanim that are really, you're talking about Malchus and Bez Nagadol, but I want to bring the inyanim a little bit closer to us, because just like Klal as a whole has inyanim that are closer, that are just as the Klal Yisrael has different halakim, every person himself also has different halakim. I want to use a word I once heard from Shon Shadron. It says by the Malachim they went by Avram. It says by Yashkifu Misham, Vayelchu L'Shaches Estoyim. They went out. They were by in Avram's. They finished talking with Avram, and then they took a look out, and then they went to stone to destroy it. What's the Vyashkifu Misham? It's not. I mean, they had to get the bearing straight. They needed a map. What's the Vyashkifu Misham? Well, what's the chashivas of it? They said, I think from Missouri, from Bleib Chasma, if I'm not mistaken, that we have to understand something. Malachim are the Bezn of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the ones whose job is to be Oymed on Mishpat and to be Maimed Mishpat. That's their Metzias. Mishpat means there has to be a Gilui of the Mahalach Shabbai. So you have to understand, Stoyim and Amayra were very, very, very bad. Yes. It's hard to believe that the country next door to them were phenomenal Lamed Vav Tzadikim. They were one notch better. I mean, Stoyim would kill the Arachim. The other place would just drive them out. They would maybe whip them. It's hard to believe that the societies around them were Gevaldik and Tzadikim Uflogim, and Stoyim was so terrible. So Tachlis, Stoyim was the worst in a very terrible world. And Midas HaDin, Midas HaMishpat could not express itself in the punishment of Stoyim. It's like saying, you know, Stoyim deserves such a terrible churban. I mean, they're 10% worse than the world around them. That's the world. So to be done, kefi the world, there was no mahalach of mishpat that could possibly do it. The malachim had just been by Avram. Avram Avinu was a sick old man who went and stood outside Mesiris Nefesh to be machnas oirech them in every way possible, in a way that's the spitz. Literally, that the height of our tfisa in Chesed, Nachasorach, and so on. Vayashkifu Misham. Vayashkifu is always when you're from a high place, look down. They looked from Avram. From Avram, they looked into Stoyim, and they said, Stoyim has no suskiyim. It's the re'iyah from the Mokum Gavoya is where they were aimed on the emes. And that's and that's why it deserves klai. That's why it says Yashkifu Misham Vayechol Shachas. A person's mitzias of din is nikva by the framework of his existence. Ein adoyme, what a person expresses himself in one framework, in another framework. A lot of din does depend on where you're holding, what's a chumrah, what's a kula, what's lechatchila, what's not lechatchila, what you shouldn't do. All of those are nikva consciously or subconsciously by the general framework the person gives himself. And that works. You know, that's where we have a Shulchan Aruch, and that's that. But the problem with that is, at some point, you need to make a decision that involves going above it. A person looks back and asks himself, a person learns in a yeshiva, and the expectations of a yeshiva, or the expectations of the person when he's a yeshiva, are dramatically much higher than a person in the quote-unquote real world. Real world has its own framework, its own demands, it's what it allows, and so on. It's Shemayim L'Royim and Arzot Tachas. A person goes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The person knows you can't have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur all year round. It's not going to happen. And not only is that going to happen, it can't happen, by definition. If Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur all year round, it's not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur anymore. So what's the point of it? A person gets very frustrated. A person who's naive thinks, oh, now I'll just do everything, it's going to be gewaldic and perfect, and it's going to be perfect, and so on. A chacham begins to realize it can't be like that. It's just not going to happen. So then, forget. You become cynical and you say to yourself, so what's the point of it? It's just a game. It's just you're playing with it. And it's nageya the Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's nageya the Tekuf and Yeshiva. So yeah, a lot of things like that. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in a person two dargas of the tefis of what's right and wrong. There's the Bisharecha darga, that's the day-to-day darga of standing with the ruler in the mitzvahs that you are and saying to yourself, yes or no, muta, asa. But that's great for dealing with what's in the framework. But sometimes a person comes to an isayin where a person sometimes will say to himself, you know, technically I need not do it, but I have a feeling that I ought to do it. Where's that coming from? It's mutter. Why bother? Why, make life hard? And the person has an inner sense that he should do it. The teretz is because there's another chelik of a person's koyches nefesh, and that's the vekamt of Elisa. A person has himself the roimimus with where he has a different perspective of things. That's the second level. And the mail of the whole din takes on a whole different perspective when you're looking from Vayashkifu Misham. The person who thinks that days and years of Raymond must last is naive. But a person who rejects them is truncating his Mitzias Ruchnias. To live with the Mishtabur of the day to day is never allowing himself to ask himself, did I become a Baal Nefesh yet? Mishtabur also speaks about Baal Nefesh. What is a Baal Nefesh? Is this what I should do? I may do it. It's mutter. You can be matter, you can be seimich. But is this, in the big, big picture, is it where I should be? Is it what I should do? In order for a person to have that ability, he needs to develop in himself a vekamt of Elisa. He needs to spend the time, the years, and the tkuf in the year when the Torah sets it up like that. We understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu as a melech then. In this kufa we looked at the Torah as melech, because that's the definition of malchus. Malchus is reimimus. The pasuk calls it a nasi. The pasuk in Pesuk Mishayo that he's nasi from everyone, he's nisa from everyone. The metzias of a melech is that he's above. It's within the Torah we have. It's not a new Torah, but in the Torah itself there's a pedestal that's also chelik avoda. And when a person learns to develop that, when a person says to himself, yes, after I leave the yeshiva, the world is very different, and my nahagas can be different, but I have musagim that are different. If I turn my yeshiva years into balabatashi years, then I'll never have any pintle of hechakais in my nefesh. Then I have no high point to look back to. If I turn it into a hechad tkufa, And yes, in the real world, you'll have to roll up the sleeves and get your hands as dirty as everybody else. But I can look back to my pictures when I was Levushei Malchus. When a person in a year, a person sets aside time, yes, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Nakuda of Malchus in me. It's my Nakuda of Remus and Malchus. The Nafgemina will be that when he has to make a decision between Stoim and Tzur, and Tzar, which is better, which is worse, if he's living in the Shmutz and he has no place to and no place to refer to, then it's all Shmutz and he has no way of discerning one for the other. If the person has an akud of Hechekai himself, the person has an akud of Remus that he built in himself, then the person has a Yashkifu Misham. The person's Hashkafa comes from his Remus. And in the big picture, that's the kaveya of the right and wrong in the big picture. In the small picture, it's going to stay with the day to day din, and that's where it has to be. And that's the mahalchim mishpat of regular bisharecha of the kedin. In the big picture, in the big shailas, in the big inyanim, that's when a person needs a makam kaddish. He needs a makam of kamtavalisa. He needs a sense of nasi within himself, a sense of nesius, a sense of hechekait, and the ve'ashkifu misham from that nekuda is what gives the person the perspective of emes hasheker on the whole. Charles.
Did you hear something about the two ways to look at something?
Right.
Yeah.